Diedrich Haddon. Diedrich, you talked about your dad, your mom. Let's talk about a couple of other people. Let me throw a couple of names out. Dr. Leonard Scott.
Man, what can I say about Dr. Leonard Scott? Actually, my dad and him were good friends. And I was around Detroit. I had a group called Perfect Peace, and we put out a record. We had a record. We produced a record, and we had a record deal out in L.A. with Bellmark Records, and they sat our record on the shelf for about 2 years. So in that 2 years, my dad taught me to keep moving, right? He said, you got to work. You got to keep going. So in that 2 years while they sat my group's record on the shelf, I said, I can't sit around and do nothing. I wrote all these songs so I can record my church choir. And so my church choir, called the Voices of Unity, I recorded a live recording with them. And once we did this live recording, I had some great songs on there. Coming to the House, Rain on Me, some classic songs on there that people probably don't hear. They don't know. You have to go back in the archives of what I've done. Mm-hmm. And my dad said, I got a friend by the name of Leonard Scott. He's in the PAW. I see him at the convention this year. I'm going to put this CD on the table and see what he think about it. And my dad took it to Bishop Leonard Scott. And Bishop Leonard Scott, yes, he said, yeah, I'll put that record out. And he gave us we flew down. Actually, no, actually, we drove down to Indianapolis, Indiana. And they gave us a P&D deal. That's a promotional distribution deal. That means they would get our records pressed up, and they would actually get it to the radio stations and distribute it for us. And it's because of Dr. Leonard Scott that I believe God used for me to be here on the radio with you today. If it wasn't for him being the man who's saying, okay, this young guy out in Detroit, I'm going to play it. I'm going to give him a record deal because it sounds really good. It's all because of Dr. Leonard Scott. God used him.
How about Paula White?
Oh, Pastor Paula White.
Right.
What can I say about Mama? I call her Mama. We call her Mama. She's our spiritual mother, Pastor Randy. Pastor Randy White is my spiritual father. And all I can say is just a powerful woman of God. She's very humble. Just the way she come off on television on her programs is just the way she is in person. We've had the pleasure and to be able to be up close and personal with Pastor Paula and to know her, you know, on a one-on-one basis, my wife and I. And she's just a loving, genuine person that gives and gives and gives. And when I can, I travel with her. When I can, we travel with her as much as possible. As a matter of fact, we'll be with her in about a week or two in Los Angeles for her crusade. And all I can say is it's family. When we met Pastor Randy and Pastor Paula, we just became family.
Good, great. Is it hard trying to balance, because I know your heart is singing, but you are a minister too. Is it hard balancing the two?
Well, you know what? I can't say that it's hard at all, because I believe it's all about scheduling, number one. If you schedule your time out, you can do all. I believe you can do it all. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. It's all about scheduling. Pastor Paula showed me that. She works hard and still pastor her church, a 23,000-member church in without walls in Tampa. And it's all about scheduling and timing and knowing what God has anointed you to do at the time, at that specific time. So I can't say that it's hard, you know. Just got to get out there and do it. Just do it. Don't think about it. Just do it.
Let's talk about something a little personal, if you don't mind.
Okay.
I've noticed in the gospel community here lately, when it comes to marriages, a lot of marriages are breaking up in the gospel community. Of course, across the nation, it's a 50-50 thing with marriages. You and Demita happen to be making it happen. What makes you guys different?
Man, you know what? I can say, you know, we've been married. We just celebrated 10 years. And she was my girlfriend several years before then.
Hey.
But I can say it's God, man. It's God that's put us together. You know, God showed me that Demita would be my wife when I was in prayer some 13 years ago. And I was in prayer, man, and I had a lot of options at the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But God showed me Demita, and God showed me my wife, and I've been in love with her ever since, you know. And I can say it's because we're friends first and foremost. You know, and we knew what we would get into. We knew what we was getting into. A lot of people, they don't know what they're getting into. They don't take time to really get to know each other and to get that counseling and get to know each other's faults and all these different things before they actually get married. It just, they feel in something and they jump right into it, and they don't know it's a lifelong investment. And we had the opportunity to really get to know each other. And we're just best friends, first and foremost. You know, we're friends before we call each other husband and wife. She's my friend. So, and we always knew that we would travel the world singing gospel music. When I told my dad that years ago, I told Dad, I'm going to sing gospel music. Danita had the same vision. She had the same dream.
Wow.
So when she had to travel, it don't bother me. When I have to travel, it don't bother her. She tried to go as much as she can. When she can't go, she stayed back and hold the fort down. When she was had a record out in 2001, her debut record on Atlantic Records, I would go as much as I could. You know, and there'd be days when I'll come in and she'd be going out, and I'll be going out, she'd be coming in. But, hey, when we're very excited about each other traveling, because we said this is what, in the beginning, this is what it was all about. This is what we said we were going to do. This is how we're going to make a living. This is what we're going to do. So all I can say, man, is just God, and it's a lot, and it takes a lot of compromise. You can't be selfish in a marriage, in any relationship. I think the key... I think one of the main things in messing people's marriages up is selfishness. People, when you think about yourself and you don't compromise and you don't, there's no room for growth if you're selfish and you don't compromise. But if you're an unselfish person and you're a loving person and you're a person that, you know, that's giving and you want to see other people succeed and you want to see it work, it will work. You know, that's all I can say about that.
Hey, that was great. That was great. Dedrick, we're going to wrap things up because I know you have a busy schedule. Danita, are you working on anything with Danita, or are you in the studio, or what's happening?
Man, she starts in the studio on...